Blog Talk Radio.
I said, friend, let me get that for you, as he rolled his wheelchair toward the door of the restaurant I was going in. I helped the old fella through the door. I could see that his hat said he served in World War II. I shook his hand and said, friend, let me buy dinner for you. He said, son, I wish everyone felt like you do. I watched a tear roll from his eyes. He said, grace. And as he sat there and he talked to God, my heart was in my throat. As I heard him ask, we'd all find a better way. And he said, if we keep on going the way we're going, we're headed for hell on a fast train, not knowing how we got there or how we're gonna come back. They've taken the U right out of the USA and broke the right arm off of the Statue of Liberty, put out the torch that lights our way. Then they say that it's all politically correct. Help us stand up now, God, or there won't be no America left. He said, son, for God and country, I lost my legs on Omaha Beach. But that's nothing compared to what thousands lost, and we continue being free. Once again he said, well, if we keep on going the way we're going, we're headed for hell on a fast train, not knowing how we got there or how we're gonna come back. They're stomping and burning our stars and stripes, not giving a damn for the sacrifice of life that protects that very right. Yet they say it's just the way that they protest. Help us stand up now, God, or there won't be no America left. America lives. America.
Suggested.
Good evening. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Disrespected Trucker Radio Show. I'm your host, Jeremy Johnson. I'm here with my co-host, Chris Bikerson. Chris, how the hell are you doing tonight, brother?
You know, I'm doing really good. I got like $10 million in the bank. I just lost 100 pounds, and I'm on my way to a really, really great benefit to be the guest speaker.
Wow. You're an obvious recipient of Joe Biden's free crack pipes.
Okay. A little bit of honesty here. I heard that this Santos character up in New York has been caught telling so many lies that the Democrats are actually considering giving him a 24 presidential run. So I'm just practicing up on my tall tale game in hopes of maybe securing some sort of future where I can go into Congress broke and walk out after a few years a millionaire. That's my thinking.
We're going to get to that in a second. Daryl Gibbs is also here with us tonight. Daryl, how you doing tonight, my brother?
Oh, I'm doing all right, man. I'm just over here trucking, doing my thing for America, talking smack on Facebook, letting people understand what's going on. And, hey, Joe Biden, you still listening? Guess what? I didn't vote for you, and I'm still black.
Oh, also, our producer, Kim's here. Kim, how you doing tonight?
I am doing good. I'm not sure how I'm supposed to follow something like that. How am I supposed to follow that? Like, what am I supposed to say?
Are you still Canadian?
I am Canadian. I'm a redhead. And, yeah, I didn't vote for my tyrannical leader either. So, yeah.
Oh, there you have it. And there's the show all wrapped up into a nutshell. Have a good night, everybody.
Yeah, thanks for coming.
We got a really great show lined up for you guys tonight. We have Chris Barber, a.k.a. Big Red, coming on to talk with us tonight. Just before he comes on, I'm just going to let the audience know that if you do call in to talk to Chris, there's going to be certain subjects that we're not going to talk about. So just so you know, if somebody says we can't discuss that right now, that's what that means. We're not going to discuss certain things. But I am interested in hearing what Chris has to say tonight. Yeah. So just try to bear with us here and hang on to it a little bit, because it's a hairy situation for everybody, and we just don't want to bring any undue stress on anybody. So. With that being said, I wanted to get back to what Chris was just saying about Santos in New York. He's been caught lying about numerous things. And Adam Kinzinger tweeted out, said, resign. I said, that's funny. You're kind of a hypocrite. You tell Santos to resign because he lied, yet here you are calling yourself a Republican. And I just left it at that. You know, sometimes you just got to put it right in their guts. You know what I mean? But it wasn't a lie. He's a freaking hypocrite, that guy, Adam Kinzinger. Now, listen, on that subject of Santos, I completely disagree with him. How do I put it? I'm not a fan already, because he put some pretty big dingers out there just to get himself elected, and I don't think that's right. That's the whole fucking problem we have with our politicians right now. They feel free that they can just lie to you to get into office, just to get into office, and then they turn around and they don't do anything for their constituents. So I do agree with the fact that, you know, hey, we got to fix this. We got to have a remedy to the situation, because I don't like that. You go into the public office, be truthful and have a little integrity. But I don't know, Chris, what were your thoughts on that? I mean, you started it, so I'm just going to swing it over to you.
Well, I mean, it's crazy. I mean, this guy was telling some tales that were so tall that, I mean, even the Democrats are cringing, like, hey, you might want to ease up, you know. It's insane. You know, he claimed to be part Jewish, and, you know, now, like, he's not no longer welcome in the synagogues, you know, or to use any of their banquet facilities for any of his fundraisers or anything. And Elizabeth Warren actually felt so bad for him after he got kicked out of all the Jewish facilities in town. She actually offered him some space on the reservation. That's how bad this whole thing gets. It's awful.
Damn.
Oh, we're hitting him in the gut tonight. I'm actually still driving myself, and I got another hour, a little over an hour before I'll be parked. So, Kim's going to be Kim and Chris are going to be running the switchboard tonight, and she'll let me know when Mr. Barber is on and available. But let's go to Daryl. What are your thoughts about the Santos thing? Have you been following that at all?
I followed it for a little bit, because I've been dealing with a lot of stuff with these two runs and weather and logistics. But my thing is, I mean, I'm so tired of everybody being so corrupt and dishonest. It seems like the people who are honest about things on how they want to do, they don't get any attention. But you got these yahoos that they're so dishonest. And when you have to say, God, when you have to say, well, I'm part Jewish, or I'm part Negro, or I'm part Indian, or I'm part Asian, then that's when you sit back and look at them and say, okay, how about this? Why don't you part your lips together and shut the hell up, because you're not even going to be truthful anyway. If you got to throw that in, that means you don't have anything worthwhile for us. And for the Democratic Party to look at this guy and say, ooh, you need to stop, okay, it's the Democratic Party. And they're looking at you saying, you need to stop, then you know there is something wrong. I'm just getting tired of all this mess, and I know people, we want some honest people. You know, I might run for something, but it's just, somebody that is in power will come out with some damn integrity and say, hey, look, I won't be bought. This is what I stand for. This is what I'm going to fight for. Let's go at it. It would be nice if we had someone who would fucking do that.
The bottom line is, I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat. If you're a Republican right now, you need to be telling Santos, hey, that's not okay. Not saying, yeah, but look what the Democrats have done. This going back and forth, well, yeah, but look at what they did. It doesn't get us anywhere. Yeah, do we know that the Democrats have lied? Some Democrats have lied? Yeah, absolutely. Joe Biden lied a shit ton of. He said he graduated at the top of his class. I mean, there's a million things about Biden that he lied about. But that's the thing. The Republicans need to hold him accountable for his lies, and the Democrats need to do the same thing to their side. So let's not point our fingers to the other side and say, they're guilty. Look at how big of a piece of shit they are, when your side has been doing the same thing. So let's start fixing each other and helping each other fix this. Or we're doomed. That's the bottom line. Hey, by the way, I was on a Zoom call last night with a Constitutional Republic Party out of Minnesota that just got started by Travis Bull Johnson. And exciting news is him and his campaign manager are actually going to start a radio show on this network, probably starting within the next couple weeks. We have some minor details that me and Kim got to work out with the switchboard issues. Very interesting. Representative Jeremy Munson was on that Zoom call with us, and I was involved for about an hour, and then I had to go. I was getting ready to leave today. So, but I'll have more information of that coming up as time goes by. I'm sure I'll be in contact with Travis here in the next couple days. So that's just another little tidbit about me. Those of you that are new to listening to our show or haven't listened to our show before, Chris, now Daryl is ran for lieutenant governor in Colorado, so we like, and he's a trucker, so we have that, both of those aspects of that why we like him on the show. And Chris, he's a trucker, and I'm a trucker also, and so that's kind of who we are. And I've done numerous things standing up for the trucking industry, and beyond that, it's turned into something else as of late, but I'll get into that later. I don't want to bring that up before we have our guest on, and we'll talk about that stuff, that aspect of me after, probably on a different show, honestly. So just to keep it pure for Chris. How are we looking there, Kim? Is Chris on yet? Chris on yet?
No, not yet. I will text you as soon as he gets on.
Oh, yeah, just interrupt to whatever we're talking about. Just jump on and interrupt us. That way we can just swing right over to it. Because I'm not able to look at my text messages right now either. So.
Well, no, you shouldn't when you drive.
Yeah, so.
That's right.
No, I got my headset on, just so you all know I'm being safe that way. But we're winging it tonight. Chris has stopped. Daryl's still driving. I'm still driving. Kim is stationary, so we'll get through it. But it'll be an interesting show. Wait till you hear what happened to to Chris Barber, and I'm telling you what, if we don't, I've said this a million times, and I don't even know why I say it anymore, but I'll say it anyway. If people don't really start standing up, this is we're headed to a worldwide communism. I mean, it's there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. People are like, what are you talking about? Those are the same people that they watched mainstream media 24/7, and they hang on every fucking word that the propaganda machine spreads out. And that's all it is propaganda. And they don't understand that. They give you the news that they want you to have, not the news that you need to have. So just keep that in mind. You know, me and Chris were talking earlier about what was that Supreme Court ruling, Chris?
That's a pending case. What is it, 22-380?
Yeah, 22-380. That's a pending or a case in the Supreme Court. I shouldn't say, yeah, not a ruling. It's a pending case or a current case or whatever. But the Supreme Court agreed to hear a case involving the 2020 election fraud accusations. And there's some pretty damning accusations involving hundreds of congresspeople, including our current president and vice president and Nancy Pelosi and Mike Pence is named in there. But it's pretty damning. And if it gets heard and the Supreme Court decides that, hey, we're gonna take this on and we're gonna rule on this in favor of yes, there was election fraud, then you're gonna start seeing a lot of court cases popping up involving that. So it's gonna be an interesting one to watch. What were your thoughts on that, Chris?
Actually, can I interrupt real quick? Sorry, Chris. I'm so sorry. I don't mean to interrupt you. I do have Chris Barber, who is on hold. Again, I would like to remind anyone calling in, we are not allowed to speak about certain topics because of his conditions. And if anyone steps a toe out of line, I will be muting you. I'm a lovely person, but there are rules to us having Mr. Barber on the show with us. So with that,
yes.
I will bring him to the room. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, and that's perfect. And you, yes, like she said, you will get muted. We're not trying to be dicks or anything like that. But
no.
Go ahead and bring Chris Barber on. But let me, before I introduce him, he can go live. But I want Chris Bikerson, I want him to share his thoughts on that pending Supreme Court case, and then we'll go right over to Chris Barber.
Okay.
All right.
So,
yeah, I'll keep it real quick. Yeah, the basic summary is that a gentleman filed suit. I'm wanting to say he was out of Arizona or Nevada, maybe. It's been a few days since I looked over the synopsis. But basically, he filed a suit claiming that there is an obligation, a constitutional obligation that Congress has to investigate any allegations of election fraud or other discrepancies prior to certifying the election, and that by refusing to investigate the allegations that were out there, that essentially when they went ahead and certified without investigating, that they essentially violated the Constitution. And it gets a little bit crazier than that, but there's over 300 people from Capitol Hill named in his suit. So what happened was he filed this case, and the case kept getting thrown out at every level. The judge is essentially saying that the plaintiff had no standing to sue. And his position is that as an American citizen and a voter in the election, he was disenfranchised, and he does have standing to sue these named individuals for neglecting their constitutionally required obligation. All the appellate courts so far have thrown the case out. They filed a writ of certiorari with the SCOTUS, and it's interesting because the Supreme Court's going to hear it. And what's interesting about that, when the Supreme Court gets involved in a case, typically it involves either some sort of discrepancy or disagreement, contradictory findings between two different federal jurisdictions. For example, the vaccine mandate, right? One federal jurisdiction comes out and says that a vaccine mandate is constitutional, while another federal appellate court comes out and says, no, a vaccine mandate is not constitutional. And so the Supreme Court will step in. They will make a ruling to decide essentially which of those federal courts was correct in their findings. But that's not what's happening here. There's not a situation where we've got conflicting court rulings over different jurisdictions. So when you don't have that type of thing going on, usually what you see, kind of like when they agreed to hear the big abortion case, right? What you see is usually they're taking that case on because they're going to reverse a lower court's findings. Kind of seems to be the intent, the history and pattern. So the idea that they're going to review this case, now that doesn't mean they're going to find that the allegations are true and that all these Congress people and other representatives have to be removed from office. But what it does mean, and this is my understanding of it, is that if they rule in the favor of the plaintiff, essentially they're going to say, no, he's a disenfranchised voter. He does have legal standing to file this suit, in which case a trial would have to go forward. And all of these people named in the suit, all these Congress folks and the president and VP would essentially have to come in and, you know, testify, be cross-examined and everything else. And there would have to be a trial and presumably a jury or the judge, depending on how they carried out, would have to make a decision as to whether or not Congress did in fact violate the constitutional requirement to thoroughly investigate any of these allegations. So it's going to be interesting. What's even more interesting is the fact that it's set to be heard on January 6th. If that's, you know, if it's not enough to ruffle your feathers already, set to be heard on January 6th is the last update that I got. So this one should be fun, one to buckle up for.
Yeah, and we're going to get in more into the political discussion here in a little bit. But first, I want to introduce our guest, Chris Barber from Canada. Chris, how are you doing tonight, my friend?
Hey, buddy, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. It's good to hear your voice. I'm glad that you came on. I would love to hear a lot of your opinions on what's going on in the world today, but let's start with what happened to you this morning, because that's the story we need to get out there. Let's talk about that.
Well, there's a lot of stuff going on a regular basis here, and you know, I'm a Canadian boy, and I spend a lot of time in the United States, of course, trucking back and forth across the border, and you know, nobody has to remind us that our countries are both in trouble right now, and that was evident this morning when I got a call saying that the processing payment plan for our Big Red hoodies are, you know, they're just a cartoon version of Big Red on them. There's nothing more, nothing C-word mentioned on it. Was canceled today by Square Canada, payment processing company on it. So they're segregating us on every different platform that you can. If you don't go with the government narrative, you will be censored, whether it's in the U.S. or Canada, it seems like lately.
Yeah, it's in. So they literally went into his website, this financial company, and pulled their ability to collect for hoodies that say Big Red on them. Is that basically what happened? Yeah,
100%.
So,
Go ahead, Kim. I was going to say, if you would like, I can read you a paragraph of what they sent us this morning, which, I mean, Chris has already posted on his Facebook. But basically, it said, we recently reviewed your account and found activity that our platform is unable to support. Because of this, we are sorry to inform you that your Square account is now deactivated. Unfortunately, we cannot disclose the reason for your account deactivation due to security reasons.
They're scared of a hoodie now.
Right? It's like, do you really believe that we're that stupid? Like, you don't think we know what's going on? You're literally scared of a hoodie. That's just big red on it. Yeah. Oh, my God. Watch out. That's going to cause people that hate the color red to have seizures. I mean, Jesus. Good Lord.
I wonder if this isn't the same people that had troubles with bouncy castles, maybe. I'm not sure. I'm just speculating here, of course.
I'm not getting it. Don't try to put a hook line and sinker on me, buddy.
I'll bait just a little bit. You know me. I like to play this game. So. Yeah,
poke the bear just a little bit. I gotcha.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah,
it's pretty frustrating to see the level. You know, I think it's the same in the U.S. as it is in Canada. I think Canada's gone a little bit. I'm not sure. I don't want to say we've gone too far, but it's getting close to the point where, hey, like, people need to start waking up and seeing what's going on around you, or it won't be here for you to see in the short-term future here.
Well, exactly. And I'll tell you what their plan is getting rid of people like me and Chris and everybody on this radio show right now. They get rid of us. You know who they're going to come after next? You. Those of you that are pointing your fingers at us and calling us, I ain't going to say the name, but there's certain derogatory names that you have pointed your fingers at. What I don't understand is people in Canada and people in America. It seems like the two biggest countries that I really pay attention to and have for a very long time. But with Justin Trudeau and then again with Joe Biden, the people that identify as a Democrat or a liberal, no matter what they do or how they do it, they cannot do anything wrong. And they do not see the absolute corruption involved in both countries. Because, again, they listen to every single propaganda piece off of mainstream media. And today it shouldn't
go as far as Republican or Democrat or liberal or conservative, something like that. This is the future of our country, no matter what political party you belong to. If this doesn't scare the shit out of you or scare the shit out of your family or your children, you're sleeping. Dead sleep. This shouldn't have anything to do with liberal, conservative. This is about our rights as human beings. They're being violated on a daily basis.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, here with the vaccine passports and all that shit, where people weren't able to even go across the border to see their families, for Christ's sake. From Canada to America and vice versa, and that's not okay. There's just a million things that have happened in the last 2 years with this whole COVID-19, what I've heard it being called the plandemic, where they use fear mongering on the TV. The first thing they did, we got to go into lockdown. 10 days to slow the spread and all that, all that bullshit. But what happened is they lock us all down, and then what do you got to do? Well, watch TV, of course. So what do they put on TV 24/7? COVID. I mean, CNN, for Christ's sake, they had a tabulator of COVID deaths 24/7. That's scaring the shit out of people. It was insane. I mean,
Chris, what did they get away with? What are some of the stuff that they got away with? In Canada, here in Calgary, was my main area of concern. Calgary city officials sanded outdoor skating rinks to prevent people from playing outdoor rink hockey. They arrested a young kid for playing hockey on an outdoor rink, for crying out loud. People died in care centers alone, not having their family members there, hold their hand as they take their last breath, and there's no accountability for it. There's nothing for this, and it's wrong. It's 100%. Where is the accountability? When are people going to be held accountable for the shit that they put us through in the last 3 years?
Exactly. That's a great question. Mikerson, what's one of the things that you remember of something crazy that they did during the pandemic that was just like when you looked at it, it was just completely like, what the fuck is that? I mean, what that doesn't make no sense. I know you got a ton of those.
I mean, all of it. I mean, okay, so you can't go visit a relative in the hospital. I was kind of okay with that initially. But then there's something about people being put in a situation where they're like, okay, we have all these mass numbers of people that are being brought in here to die, and no one is allowed to witness it. That scares me. It should scare anybody. The thought that they're going to take people in large numbers into a building where we pretty much know they're going to die, but no one's allowed to witness what's happening. And that really scared me, you know. But, I mean, the whole thing, I think probably the craziest thing that I saw was when they started resuming band concerts. Now, I was a band geek all through high school, okay? I'm still a music geek. But they resumed these band concerts, and these kids would go out and do this show. And they had masks on, but they had a slit cut across the mask that could reach their mouthpieces and their reeds, right, with their mouth to play their instrument, where they then projectively blew their breath through these instruments to project out into the auditorium. Please tell me in the hell the science is there.
There was no science involved with that. They said follow the science, follow the science, follow the science. But the problem is they were going against science. But, again, the liberals, and some conservative people. Let's just call them like Chris Barber said, people. They bought into the fear-mongering from the mainstream media. And literally, like Fauci and government organizations, even up in Canada, so your minister of health or whatever you call it, they made us all look like a bunch of fucking idiots. And honestly, we are a bunch of fucking idiots. I've seen people double masking, fighting, double and triple masking, fighting each other because you were within 6 feet of them while you had a mask on. Like, you can't possibly be that stupid, can you? Oh yeah, they proved it. And it, like you said, Chris Barber, this people need to be held accountable for what happened. And I mean, they
Absolutely.
Need to, every last one of them, from the people that spread the propaganda, and from the people that were perpetuating that propaganda. They need to all be held accountable. And I hope. Go ahead.
Did you see the Canadian version of our, you know, you got Dr. Fauci, we have Dr. Tam up here, which Adam's apple, Dr. Tam. She did a voice call, a Zoom call with Mrs. Santa Claus. This was.
Oh, yes, discussed. I did see that.
Did you see how horrible that was? That's government-funded taxpayer dollars. Ugh.
If that was paid propaganda, right in front of your face.
Absolutely.
She has very close ties with the World Economic Forum and the CCP. Am I correct?
Absolutely. I would assume so. They were essentially making it sound like Santa has a list of all the unvaccinated children. Like, my God, you just can't make this shit up anymore.
Yeah, and that wasn't,
they really
that wasn't
there?
A year ago. Or it wasn't a year ago or 2 years ago. That literally just happened.
Just happened, yep.
Yeah, I mean, they're not giving up on this. Yeah.
No.
Daryl, go ahead.
No.
They're not giving up on it because nobody has the balls to stand up and say, how come nobody has the balls to come on the air and say, hey, what you just did was bullshit. You know what? You're putting Santa Claus into this mess? And then all this stuff that's going on, and I have a funny feeling nobody's foot's going to be put to the fire on it because that's how it's mostly been going. You got your dude being a little bitch. and then everybody else up there that's, you know, they're following his footsteps. They know he's doing wrong, but they won't do anything. You got this demented person up here, Biden, and Kamala Ding Dong Harris. They're doing everything wrong. They're doing stuff where I think it's treason. But are they being held to the fire? No. But hey, wait a minute, hold on. Let's go after Trump, even though he's not the president. Let's go after him. And he has, one thing he has done, he has helped America, helped Canada. But we got some idiots over here that are stupid as hell, and they're not getting any trouble. And just like this mask thing, as soon as they said with this pandemic, with the sake of health, that he said, well, we're going to have to start doing masks. Anybody with some common sense would know what was saying, this is bullshit. We have never, anything.
Call Trump when this pandemic first came about, Trump put a travel restriction on China, and Biden called him extremely xenophobic. What did Biden do the other day? He put a travel restriction on people from China and said that they have to have a COVID test before they're allowed into our country. So just so you know, there are double standards there. That's just one example. But Chris Mikerson, were you gonna add to what we were just talking about? I think I got you mixed up with Daryl.
I didn't see the video call you were talking about. So that was a moment of shock for me. Like, really? They really went there? That Santa Claus is looking for the unvaccinated children? But, you know, after you guys were talking a little bit, I think my favorite thing, come to think of it, the band thing was amusing. But my absolute favorite thing was the Category 5 hurricane steaming toward the coast.
Yeah.
And Joe Biden saying the best thing you can do to protect yourself against this hurricane is get vaccinated. And I'm like,
oh my god!
Like I'm sitting here like Forrest Gump, like I didn't know they made hurricane vaccines, Lieutenant Dan.
Well, some of the stupidest the stupid stuff that they said to all of us, including in Canada, America, everywhere, Australia. To sell us on this whole pandemic thing, and they use the fear mongering to continue on with their agenda. It was I look back at some of it now, and I'm like, holy shit! Why didn't somebody stop them back then?
Funny.
Well, because nobody really knew what was happening. But we know now.
You know,
I knew some people knew what was going on. They didn't want to do it because in the back end, if you look at this. A lot of these people that are in power, they're in power for themselves. They're not in power for the truth, because there's a lot of them that are looking at this and saying, you know what, this is bullshit. But how many of them stood up and said, you know what, this is bullshit? Not that many. And the ones that did say something, their constituents didn't even back them up. So now it's just like, well, we'll just go ahead and let all these people that sit up here and talk about all this crazy, like, masks, and let's have kids perform in mass, but let's cut the slit. Oh, wait a minute. You can go ahead and go to dinner, but you got to have a mask on when you come in, but you can take the mask off when you eat. What kind of sense is that? It's still the same damn air. I'll keep on going.
What about the arrows in the grocery stores? Come on. That one's a big one.
You know what? I deliberately walked the wrong way down every damn aisle just to be a rebel.
Yes.
I did that too.
And I took my mask off. I didn't have a mask on. Like,
the saddest thing is there was the mask Nazis and the rule Nazis that were all over the hell, all over place. And if you did anything that wasn't exactly what they were told off the TV, they threw a holy hell fit. I mean, we had that made national news in Minnesota. A couple in a Walmart in a small southwestern community in Minnesota wore actual swastika masks to Walmart, covering their face. Yeah, and because they were comparing what was going on with the masks to Nazi Germany. And so they chose to use the statement, well, we'll wear a swastika as a mask. Like, I get what they were trying to do, but holy shit, talk about a poor fucking way to make your point.
That's good, Lord.
Yeah.
I thought
now,
the
did you
Star
guys,
of
what?
David mask made more sense.
Yeah, true.
Because I really got that message up. There were masks out there that had the Star of David that reminded you of when the Jews had to wear the Star of David around their sleeve. As you know, that one I think made the statement a little bit better, although that one got criticized too. But what I found worked really well when I would walk into stores without my mask, I got into the habit of whenever someone would try to stop me and say something, I would keep walking, but I would look them straight in the eye and I would say, I can't wear a mask over my face. It's a condition of my parole. And that would just throw them for a fucking loop. And they would, by the time they sat there and thought about it, I was already halfway into the store. So,
yeah.
Did you guys have health police down there monitoring your COVID vaccine? Up here in Canada, in the provinces, each province had their health officers. They went around the province undercover, making sure people in restaurants asked for the COVID vaccine, provide that COVID vaccine passport. If you weren't asking for it at your establishment, the fine in Saskatchewan, Kim, I think it was $7,000 or six. I know the government of Saskatchewan profited about $100,000 off of a number of people there before they.
Yeah, we definitely had that in certain states, mainly the blue states. In my home state of Minnesota, I know that there were people in my community that were calling in on a local tavern or a bar because they weren't enforcing the mask mandate. You're supposed to walk in with a mask, and then once you sat down, you could take your mask off to drink. But then if you stood up to go to the bathroom, you had to put your mask back on. And I'm like, this is the stupidest fucking thing ever. He says, I have to do it because if somebody turns me in, they'll shut me down. And by God, somebody turned him in. He got shut down. They said, if you do it again, you're losing your liquor license. So he had to become a mask Nazi. Basically, they forced him to become a mask Nazi. And that's what the governments did. They coerced people into becoming exactly what the Nazis did in Germany. They forced you to comply, basically. And people say, oh, how did they do that? I just gave you an example. Go ahead, Kim.
Oh, we also had, remember, Chris, we had like the snitch lines where you could snitch on your neighbors if they had too many people in their house.
Yes.
If they had a gathering. If there was more if there were vehicles from license from other provinces, you could call a snitch line to report your neighbors.
We had
a girl in
Quebec. I met a girl in Quebec in Ontario when I was out there for the inquiry. I can't talk about the inquiry, by the way, so just can't talk about the C word. But when I was out for the inquiry in November, I met a lady that was in Quebec, I believe it was Montreal. 20 officers showed up at her house to arrest two members of her family because she had two people more than she should have. I believe it was on Christmas or New Year's. 20 officers.
And where else in history does this remind you of what happened? What event
exactly.
in history?
Exactly.
And people they can't correlate the two. What's that?
Well, that's a common thing up here. I imagine in the States you'll have these liberal lefties. Their common phrase is, what freedoms have you lost? Really? I could start naming them, and I don't think I could quit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like they don't get it. Like the government just literally told you that some people you can't go to work and you have to stay behind closed doors. And look at Australia, and China. Jesus Christ! In Australia, they wouldn't let you leave your house. What was it? A 2 or 3 block radius you could go. You couldn't travel between states in Australia. You don't think this was some kind of correlated worldwide effort
Canada. I remember last January, last December, that was coming to Canada. That was word in Parliament was provincial check stops to keep COVID at bay. That was coming before things blew up in February.
Can I say a word about that one?
Yep.
Yes.
So what they did in Australia you may remember, they actually came up with this system where they would randomly send you a like a text message, right? And you had 15 minutes to respond to that text message by taking a selfie and sending it back. And, of course, that picture would be color-coded or location-coded, excuse me, and they could then verify whether or not you were within your 5-mile radius of your house that you were supposed to be in. But there's something even more scary than that, and that is actually a popular social media app right now. It's popular with a lot of the kids. As a matter of fact, one of mine has this. They set it up like it's a fun game, right? But it's just you and your friends that are in it, but it randomly selects you and gives you a notification. And when it gives you this notification, in order to keep the so-called game going, you have to take a selfie and send it to your group within 15 minutes. So they are literally socially conditioning these kids with what they're advertising, marketing this thing as a game. But they are socially conditioning these kids to the idea of, hey, and when you get this notification, you have 15 minutes to send a selfie in, just like they had to do in Australia. And I am trying to remember the name of it. Oh, yeah, here it is. It's called the Be Real. The B-E-A-L. It's called the Be Real app. And it's literally being marketed like a game. And a lot of these younger kids here in America are playing this game, not even realizing what they're being conditioned for. But yeah, you were talking about the some of the crazy stuff with undercovers going and doing the spot checks. And Medicine Man, you might remember Medicine Man. He's a kind of a regular on the show. He texted me and reminded me, he's listening right now, that we ran across that out in Baltimore where they were doing spot checks on, let's just say, an establishment that had been accused of not following Governor Logan's strict COVID mandates out there in Baltimore. And so we had this whole charade going. I may or may have not allegedly been a part of a plot to do something not so nice if one of those undercovers had showed up. But you know what? It doesn't matter here nor there because they didn't show up while we were there that night. But, yeah, no, we definitely had that going on. It was going on in Chicago. They had a text line where you could literally text a tip to show, you know, a neighbor that was violating COVID mandates or whatever. And they made the mistake of advertising it publicly. So me and about 30 of my biker friends went out riding one day, and we all took a group photo of us flipping off the camera, and we just kept texting it to the Chicago tip line. And every time we were like given the mayor's address for the location of the violation and saying that there was a big biker party going on. Yeah, we were having a lot of fun with that.
Well, what people need to understand is that this isn't going to be isolated. They did this to see who would comply, and they will do this again. And now those Absolutely. Of you that complied, especially in Australia, and those of you that did not comply, especially here and in Canada, now they know who their sheep are. And now they know who
Yep.
are the ones that we got to go after first. And the next time we try one of these lockdowns, this is all by design. And people they can't comprehend that for some reason. Are you seeing a lot? You guys are seeing a lot of that up in Canada too. I've witnessed a lot of the comments on social media, and they just don't get it.
We still to this day, I don't think people are going to get it in Canada. There's still people walking around with a mask. So, and I've never. If you want to wear a mask, wear a mask. If you want to go get 20,000 boosters, go for them. Nobody's stopping you. Nobody's criticizing you. But for crying out loud, can you not see that the hospitals are full of vaccinated people right now? There's 16-year-old athletes right now dying suddenly, dropping dead of heart attacks. If this doesn't start waking a few people up, you mean there's nothing that's going to wake you up?
No.
They don't want to be woke up.
That's kind of what I said. Right. It's more comfortable with their head buried in the sand. And
absolutely.
But no, you hit the nail on the head right there. I've said this all along. I will keep on speaking the way I speak and try to bring more awareness for those that are maybe on the fence. And hopefully one person sees it at a random moment and like, what the hell is this? And they start looking into it, and it does wake them up. That's what I'm hoping for. But unfortunately, I do believe
I've
that the people – have you? I haven't yet,
I've had – my father is probably the most conservative man I know, and he himself fell into the whole conspiracy theory. It was – Chris, just go get your vaccine. It'll be safer. It'll be healthier for you. You know, and he pushed that and pushed that and pushed that. My father got his second dose of whatever the hell it was, Pfizer, Moderna. His gallbladder quit working immediately after. And I watched my 68-year-old father, who was a fairly healthy, you know, heavy, he's a big muscular kind of man. He withered into an old man that shuffles when he walks now, before they could get his gallbladder removed, get him off, you know, whatever the hell was wrong with him. And I watched my father,
yeah.
He's an old man now. He ain't coming back from that.
That's what happened to a friend of mine, too. Go ahead.
He'll never take another vaccine. He said that even the flu shot scares the shit out of him now, you know, just because of what's happened to him personally.
See, and that's the thing that I've put a lot of thought into is, okay, so they're willing to do this with this, whatever they call it, the COVID-19 vaccine, which it's obviously doesn't fit the definition of what a vaccine is. So what exactly is it? And what else are they putting that in that poison into? Are they putting it into your flu shots? Are they putting it into all the other everyday vaccines? I've lost complete faith in our healthcare systems that they just blindly followed along with the CDC recommendations and the FDA wouldn't approve this because, like the ivermectin, the FDA wouldn't approve it because they have to get enough sponsors in order to – I read the whole thing about it the other day, and everybody's like, well, so you think the pharmaceutical companies bought out Merck, the company that makes ivermectin? And I said, no, they didn't buy them out. Merck came up with another pill, so to speak, that eliminates 50% of hospitalizations, cuts hospitalizations down by 50%. Well, guess what? They're making money on that one. Now, ivermectin costs pennies to make, and unless they've jacked the shit out of the price, they weren't going to make any money on that. They're making all their money with the pharmaceuticals, and they're making all the on the vaccines, and they're making all their money on these so quote unquote newly developed drugs. They know what the fuck it will save people. They know that ivermectin will help. But no, these people that believe mainstream media, I got attacked on Twitter the other day. I had a tweet that I tweeted out. 80-some thousand views. And you should have seen all the idiots on there. Yo, that's horse dewormer. Ho, ho, ho. You're a moron. It's like I've had three different friends that took ivermectin when they got really, really sick with COVID. And all three of them were better with – one of them was better within 12 hours, and the other ones were within 24. So don't tell me that shit doesn't work. So
it's been working for so many years. Any old ranch hands or any old farmers around this area, as soon as they get sick, ivermectin, the paste, the same shit that you put on your cows or your horses, on your inner arm, somewhere in there, and within days they're feeling better again. It's been proven fact for years, but because the liberals – because the government said that it's not good – some of these people out there will just die. They'll fight to the death to try and prove it's not good because the government says.
Yeah, no, and they exactly. What's that, Daryl?
I said they lost all sorts of independent thought because you have and I'm just going to put it out there. Their damn parents didn't teach them any damn common sense either. because a lot of them, they're just like, well, you just blame, you just listen to what's going on instead of, you know what, think about it. My mom always told me, you know what, you need to use your own damn head and start thinking. And that's the problem. Number one, you know, ignorance is bliss. That's why a lot of these people, they know that they're wrong, but they won't admit it because their egos won't let them admit it. Because all of a sudden, if they admit, oh, wait a minute, I was wrong, wait a minute, that I've been pumping this poison in my arm all this time. I've been pumping in my kids' arms all this time. You know what? I don't need to do this anymore. Let's look at something else. But because of their ego, they don't have enough gumption of themselves. They got to follow their friends because, well, my friends are doing it. And if my friends, if they hear that I'm not going to do this, then you know what? Then I won't have any more friends. And I'm just like, get over the pity party. There's a lot of people, especially in the rural areas, they're just like this mass mandate and all this other crap. They're like, you know what? The government can go ahead and have a middle finger. It just seems like a lot of these people in the inner city, it seems like they suck it up more. But don't get me wrong. There's a lot of people in the middle, in the inner city too. They're sitting back. They're like, no, we're not biting into this. But for some strange reason, again, the smaller voices get heard more than the majority.
Absolutely.
Well, look what happened up in Canada, Chris. I know that you witnessed this. Like in we're talking about the arrows on the floors of the grocery stores and the Walmarts. In Canada, they took it a step further because this is part of the WEF agenda. Is they want Agenda 2030. They wanted to make it so you were allowed to buy one piece of clothing or two or one or two or three pieces of clothing a year. That's all they want.
Mm-hmm.
So what did Canada do during the pandemic? They did a soft, a soft issue of that ruling or whatever the hell you want to call it. But they cut off everything in Walmart. Like you couldn't get mm-hmm. tennis shoes or pants. You could only go in there and get groceries. Am I correct in saying that, Chris?
Absolutely. Manitoba, the province of Manitoba, was one of the ones that implemented that. And it was, they taped off the toy section, the clothing sections. You were only allowed to get food, and that was it. But you can flood a Walmart with 50, 60, 100, 200 people. That was okay. But don't you dare go to a restaurant. You know, those tables have to be spaced out 6 feet apart, and you got to have your vaccine passport. That was fine, right? It made no sense, and it still doesn't. And that's all I've ever asked is make it make sense, please. And they can't.
No. What's that?
I was going to ask one quick question, and I know this is probably in mind on a lot of people here in the United States. All right, you got your dough and all this craziness. How come you guys can't just get rid of them? How come you can't vote them out? I know, like, we got an upcoming election. We're going to, you know, hopefully we'll be able to vote out Crazy Biden and Dama Ding Dong, get them out and start getting America back. So what is it can you do about Canada? Because your shit that's going on in Canada, there is no – that is just crazy. You have no rights at all, but you got a leader that's saying, you know what, the hell with everybody. Y'all can eat beans. I'm going to eat steak. How come y'all can't get rid of them?
You know, the majority of the population in Canada resides in the province of Ontario. You've got – in Quebec. You've got Montreal. You've got Toronto and Ottawa, all the big centers out there. A lot of times our elections are over before the vote is even counted in the West. It all comes down to population. You know, when we've been bred to think this in Canada for years, the East is evil and the West is evil. We're a bunch of rednecks out here. And the government's one thing that happened in February of last year is we realized that we don't hate each other. We love each other. It's the government that's been dividing us for so many years. And every
yep.
single election that comes up, It is honestly, it's lost before it even starts in the West. We're coming close to that again, I think, in the next cycle. Enough people have woke up now to how corrupt Justin Trudeau's government is that I think it's going to sway the other way. I think the Conservatives had the popular vote in the last election, but because of the way our system is up here, Trudeau still won it, and then we have what they call the NDP, the New Democrat Party. Those two people get together, and they form the majority that they need to control the government. It's pretty much a dick sucking party in Canada here when it comes to politics.
Because I know you guys had it where you had Quebec won it. Quebec wanted its own freedom or something, wasn't it? And was it because of the government?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Quebec has been using the sovereignty game for so many years. Jim, how many years has it been? I remember thinking Quebec was going to separate when we were in high school, for crying out loud. And they used that to the benefit. They've done a beautiful job at it. They have far more rights and freedom than what the rest of Canada is because they've used that against the government for so many years. You know, we try that in the West when we say, "Hey, Western sovereignty, we're not going to separate, but we want separatism or sovereignty in the West. We want our own rules." And any liberal in this country starts screaming, "Oh yeah, you just want to break the country apart." You know, they play that game, that pity game, where they'll use anything against. I like it. I like to say they're grasping at straws because pretty much they're going to keep grasping and they never get anything.
It's like there's a playbook that all the worldwide governments are using in order to control the people, control the masses. And I would associate that with Sun Tzu's book, The Art of War. And divide and conquer, situational design. I mean, it's right there in your face. And but people cannot step away from that fucking TV for some reason. But I've even told my mom. I said, "Mom, I haven't watched the news in over 2 years." And I tell you what, I'm a hell of a lot more well informed now that I don't watch the news than I ever was when I did watch the news. And I'm telling you that the news is meant to do this to us.
Yeah. I wake up every morning and I have my coffee, and the one U.S. news programming I watch is Newsmax on a regular basis, and the Canadian version I watch CBC, Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, other than the Canadian, or the Communism Broadcasting Company in Canada is what we call it for short, and that way I know what the hell they're talking about on a daily basis. I know I'm you know, you keep your enemy close, right? Remember you the art of war. And the CBC up here is a government-funded propaganda machine, and I listen to it every morning when I have my coffee, so I'm aware of what kind of shit they're spewing.
Oh, they come after me. Out of fucking Canada, they come out after me because, because of there's a Canadian, one of my Canadian friends, and I'm not going to say his name because I don't want any heat brought on him, but he just draped a couple flags over the... Yeah. He draped a couple flags over the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, and I think he was trying to be honorable, but he actually turned out to be, well, you don't do that. Well, I took because he prayed. I mean, he kneeled down and prayed. He wasn't trying to be dishonorable. But, of course, the liberal news, they made it sound like I traveled from America up there to do that, when in actuality, I was just on a live with the guy on TikTok. But you should, the fucking liberals from Canada, they attacked the shit out of me. And
they demonized you.
Out of respect for my, what's that?
They demonized you. That's what they do. They grab something small like that. Look at how they took the Confederate flag hanging on the wall of my shop and how they tried to trash the shit out of me and destroy basically a whole movement because I have a rebel flag or a Dixie flag. I was listening to my music in my shop last night. My son's playing it on his Bluetooth on his phone. And Hank Williams Jr. comes on, how, you know, if the South would have won, and I said, "Jonathan, that sounds like racist now. Can you imagine that, if the South would have won?" You guys familiar with that one?
No.
Oh, yeah.
That's a kind of giggle. That's what they do. They grab anything they can.
when they did that, you know, I ended up having to delete that tweet. Because my friend in Canada was catching so much heat from it that they were literally giving him death threats, giving me death threats. I don't bow down to the woke liberals. I refuse to. But I did that out of respect for him. Well, guess then what? Then they come after me and said I'm a coward and a pussy because I deleted the tweet. No, I deleted because you guys are a bunch of fucking animals that are giving death threats to him and his family. Like, good Lord, get a fucking grip.
Hey, Jared.
This is the tolerant left, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what's that, Kurt Mikerson?
All right. I was wondering if just for a few seconds I could do your job.
My job?
Can I do your job? Yeah, can I do your job
for
just a few seconds? Okay.
Oh, yes.
Boy. I would like to remind the audience now, This is for anybody that's listening. But I'm also aware, because we have the notorious Big Red, right, the notorious B.I.G. Red on the air tonight, that we probably got some listeners that we normally would not have, that probably would not listen to a bunch of truck drivers. So this is open for anybody. The guest call-in line is 516-387-1733. So if you are one of our legitimate listeners that would like to share your opinion or ask a question of anybody here, as long as we don't cover the topics of winter festivals with bouncy castles,
right.
Call in. Or you know what? If you are a tyrant piece of shit, if you're one of Trudy's minions that sold out York to make sure you keep your pension and your blood is boiling because you're hearing us trash-talking your beloved Trudy on here tonight, or one of your other Democrat demagogues down here in the U.S., you know what? Call in, and we would love to hear what the hell you have to say, too. I mean, we'll probably just laugh at you and tell you to fuck off. But I'm just saying, if you'd like to call in and say something, whether you're a tyrant or not, 516-387-1733.
They usually don't take that option, calling in, don't they? There's no keyboard on a phone.
Well, that is a true call-in number. Like, you can call in, and we will you can get on air live with us. And you can he wasn't lying to you. That is a real number.
What I'm saying is usually with the caller left, they usually don't call in to have a conversation. They like to type it out in keyboards from mom's basement.
Oh, I get what you're saying. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
They think they're being some keyboard warrior by insulting you and calling you names over a keyboard. But what I've offered them, I give them the freaking guest call-in number and say, hey, call in. Let's have a discussion about it on air live. And I want to hear why you think the way you think, and then you can hear the way I think. He goes, I already know how you think. You're a fascist. Oh, okay, but here's the call-in number. You can call that. You can call me a fascist in my face if you'd like, over live, air, live on air.
Yeah.
No, they won't do that because they're cowards.
Liberal, liberal playbook, you know, you call them a racist first, and if that doesn't work, you destroy their family.
It's just like the my body, my choice with the fucking abortion issue. And as soon as we whip that back in her face, hey, what about the vaccine mandates?
Mm-hmm.
You've been vaccinated, you fascist. So you're saying you have a double standard. No, I'm telling you, you do have a double standard, you motherfucker. That's what you guys are. You're hypocrites.
Very
ridiculous.
Much so, absolutely. I see that on a daily basis. They don't get it, though, and I don't think they ever will.
And here's one. I mean, we've given a million perfect examples tonight. Here's the biggest one that I really want you guys to really pay attention to. Number one, the censorship that a number of us have dealt with because of this, but that's not the big one. They literally went after a guy for selling a sweatshirt that says Big Red on it. Like, I can't even, like, comprehend how fucking petty are you if you literally got to shut down a guy because he's trying to sell a sweatshirt that says Big Red on it? Are you that fucking petty and tyrannical? Obviously, you are. Piece of shit. I don't know how the fuck you guys sleep at night. That's ridiculous. And
they're popular,
you know,
too.
Chris is,
you know,
yeah, but you kept your cool on air about it, for the most part. But honestly, everybody that hears this story should be fucking irate that they're doing that to private citizens, that now you can't even sell a fucking sweatshirt. Well, guess what? I'm buying one. I'm going to buy five of the motherfuckers, and I'm going to wear them everywhere I go.
I've had so many messages from so many people on all the platforms saying, okay, they shut your Square account down. How do I get it? Can I send you cash? Can I send you e-transfer? Can I send you a check? You know, I said to Kim, and this is a shout-out to Miss Kim. She's put more work into this than anyone. This lady has single-handedly built the website, done the merchandise store, done everything in for the goodness of her heart. Kim, hats off to you. You're just one of a kind. So I'm gonna make sure everybody knows that about Kim. She has been there 100%, and it's very greatly appreciated.
Well,
Kim,
thank you.
Kim, yeah. Go ahead, Kim.
No, I was going to say thank you. I get highly amused when I hear Chris speaking because he always refers to me as this handler because I'm like, no, don't do that. No, don't say that. No, you cannot do that. No, we are not doing that. As I've told Chris, and I don't mind saying this on a radio show, Chris had called me. We had talked about it. I said, leave it with me. Let me chew on it. Let me figure this out. I came back to him, and I did it all because this is my way of thanking him for what he sparked globally, uniting people, and just trying to bring people together. And, I mean, he's a fantastic guy. He holds it way more together than I do. Like today I was frothing when I got that email. I was ready to suit up and I was not happy. But no, thank you very much. But it's been my pleasure. Yes, there are days that are tougher than others, but we get through them.
Well, here's one thing I also want to say about Kim too. I want the listeners in the audience to know she does this radio show for free. Nobody gets paid on this radio show. Not me, not Chris Bikerson, not Daryl, not Kim. We all do this show free to inform you of what is going on. Not to lie to you. Now we do a little bit of joking here and there. But anything that we bring up on this program, anything that we say, you don't have to take our word for it. Go research it. Quit being fucking lazy and go research it for yourselves. Find out for yourselves. And don't just look at your liberal site and says, well, the fact checker said that if you listen to a fact checker, you're a brainwashed moron. I'm telling you that right now because they're paid propagandists.
Absolutely.
And they sell whatever the government is trying to sell you. That's what they do. But I just want people to know that Kim is a good-hearted person, and she does a lot of things for a lot of people without asking for a damn dime. And she spends a lot of her own valuable time to help a lot of us. So, I agree with Chris Barber. Kudos to Kim. We love her here.
Absolutely.
But go ahead, Chris. What were you going to say, Chris Barber?
I don't even know where I was going with that. Just the simple fact that Kim is single-handedly I couldn't do it without her. Honestly, she's been the miracle, and I give her all the credit in the world. So keep up that good work, Kim.
Well, I'm not going anywhere, so it's all good. Even the show, like we all serve a part in it. We all, everyone, like, and this is what more people need to start doing. And I'm starting to see more and more people starting to come around and go, really, is that true? Yeah, go research it. Why are you asking me? I get phone calls. I get texts all the time. People saying, I heard this. Is this true? What are your thoughts? How about you have your own? How about you use that space between your ears and go start researching? Like,
ooh,
seriously.
Or if you look on Facebook, nothing ever said on Facebook is it has to be actually true, so you have to believe Facebook no matter what if anybody tells you. Remember that.
Well, what happens to guys like me, Chris Barber, that keep on getting booted off of Facebook? I mean, where am I supposed to get my factual information?
I don't think I've seen as many people in the last number of months say that they just come out of Facebook jail at the same time. Oh, my God. Is it? I haven't got two bands. I had to start up a new Facebook account because obviously the last one crashed and burned because of a certain episode. But I haven't been in Facebook jail. I've been in TikTok jail. I lost a lot of videos in the last little while just fighting with the lefties on the other side there. Man, they've been vicious the last while. I don't know if the government quit funding their medication the last month or so, Kim. Do you think?
I've had so many bans on Facebook. Now I just post jokes because I get tired of, and it used to be in the, when Facebook first started and they put you in jail, you could appeal it. Now there is nothing. With TikTok, at least you can appeal. you know. But it does seem like they're being kind of, I don't know, complacent right now. They're just kind of letting everything kind of settle, which I don't trust.
Did you guys see, I lost the video this morning, and I don't know if you follow my TikTok antics or not, but I was playing extremely nice with this guy, like extremely nice. I killed him with kindness so bad. But his comment that he left on my page was as quotes, "Chris is a disgusting bully who managed to rally a whole, quotation, movement of uneducated, ungrateful, selfish jerks behind him." Now, I did the clap back on this guy saying how I don't think most of the people in Canada agree with him, but hey, keep your stick on the ice, buddy. It's okay. Love you. That video was removed for bullying and harassment. Not once, but twice.
Yeah, I've had the same thing happen to me, too. It's so fucking ridiculous. They can literally say whatever they want to us, but as soon as we respond and with a little sarcasm, oh, we're the ones bullying and harassing them. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
I've been called every fucking name in the book the last, I don't know, year and a half. It's horrible. But I just roll with the punches just like you do at this point. I have learned, don't get angry. Get sarcastic. Be condescending.
Exactly.
And don't insult them. Just play stupid. Because, well, after all, we are dumbers. We're free dumbers. But, yeah, okay. I've been called that a million. You're just a dumb free dumber. I get so irritated. Yeah, when I hear that, I'm like, you are the most ignorant, dumb motherfucker that I've ever heard when you use that term. Like, you're literally making fun of somebody that is standing up or speaking up for the word freedom and trying to preserve that for not only me and you, but for our future generations and you, dummy, the one that's criticizing me. Yes, you. I mean, it's like these fucking people are just brain dead, honestly.
You know
I don't understand it.
I stood up.
You know what it is. Right?
A year.
Go ahead, Chris Mikerson.
I'm not trying to walk over, but what it is because the governments are singing their tune, they honestly believe that nothing's ever going to change, that it's always going to be their way of the highway. The government's always going to be on their side, and they don't realize, and this is, they are what Stalin called the useful idiots. They are going to use them to usher in unprecedented government controls by convincing them that they're on their side. And then once the government's got those controls, once they have that power, and it's no longer even something you can even attempt to contest, they're going to find out real fast that the government doesn't actually give a shit about their rainbow hair. The government doesn't actually give a shit about their Black Lives Matter. The government doesn't actually give a shit about anything that they sold these people on. They only wanted the power, and they used basically what they thought was the biggest group of people that they could get behind them to get that power so that once they have it, they're shutting everybody down. Your opinion means nothing. They don't care about your gay rights. They don't care about your trans issues. They don't care about none of that stuff that they're using to get you on their side. And that's what they don't get, and that's why Stalin called them useful idiots, because they are idiots, and they're very useful to the authoritarian movement.
Yep.
100%.
Yep.
And those people in those movements don't realize that they've been used as another tool by the government to divide the citizens of each country. You know, you're segregating one society, one, you know, group of people, pushing them off to the side saying, well, these people don't like you, so you should fight back. And therefore, you have the division all over the place. Like, it's we should be past the race issue by now, should we not? Like, my God, how long has this fight been going on? This should be resolved already. I know, it's not a problem if you don't involve the government in telling us it's a problem.
Because it's a lucrative business, that's why.
Mm-hmm.
People are making money off this hate bullshit. It's like Black Lives Idiot Matters. You know, they just show those morons that was running it. They're none but a bunch of useless people. I mean, they made – no, wait a minute. Let me change that. No, they were very smart because they got a lot of people, black, white, and everything, to give them money. They got rich. They got property. And a lot of you people end up going to jail, and you got what a record, got in trouble, lost your job. Let's see. Neighborhoods got lost. Buildings got lost. Some people got killed. Yeah, that was real nice, Black Lives Matter. Nice. And what have they done? Zero.
I'll skirt this issue a little bit because I'm kind of good at skirting the issues a little bit, but I'll skirt this one a little bit. So Black Lives Matter, the auditing was done and found out that they used the money improperly, they bought properties, blah, blah, blah. Up here in Canada, the winter festivities, every single dollar was audited. Every dollar was audited via government auditing, via lawyer auditing, via you name it. Every penny has been accounted. There was never a penny misused or mismanaged, period, end of story. There's a hell of a huge difference between these two sides of the stories, isn't there?
Oh, we've talked about the Black Lives Matter organization as a whole and who's all involved in it and where some of the money's coming from and where some of the money's going.
Yep.
I'm sorry, but you liberals, if you're listening to this, you are literally standing on the wrong side of history. Because I'm going to mention this real quickly. There's a lady by the name of Susan Rosenberg, and I've said this before, and I'll say it probably a million other times, because I ain't going to stop with it. She was literally convicted of bombing the United States Capitol in the 80s. She was pardoned by Bill Clinton on the last day of his term as a president. She went on to be vice chair for Thousand Currents. Thousand Currents is the financial arm of Black Lives Matter. So if you cannot put all this together and understand that you're being fucking lied to and they're pulling your heartstrings, using you to pull money out of you for these quote-unquote righteous causes, and then people that are actually trying to do the right thing, they demonize them and criticize them and censor them brutally, brutally. Chris Barber knows what I'm talking about. I know what I'm talking about, obviously. People that know me knows exactly how bad I have been censored. And they think, well, you got your radio show now. Yeah, that's because a friend of mine offered me this platform to come on here so I wouldn't get fucking silenced anymore from you Nazis. Mm-hmm. So there. I'm done with my rant.
Look at Black Lives Matter. Look at what they're about. They're following Marxism. Okay, Marxism, the man who came up with Marxism did not, okay, y'all sit down and listen to me, he did not like black people. So why are they following him? Matter of fact, the man didn't like anyone who was not rich, whether you're white, black, or whatever, but he simply did not like black people. But yet, we have Black Lives Matter for a bunch of cowards who hide behind the slogan Black Lives Matter. They're not there for black lives. Because if they was, they never would be going with Marxism. So why are we continuing to join? Go ahead.
Do you want a rabbit hole to go down involving Black Lives Matter? Black Lives Matter,
I love
one of the founders,
hole.
is one of the founders is said to, well, she supposedly didn't know who her dad was. Well, it comes out that her mom had ties with this and that, blah, 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 blah. But it's supposedly her dad is George Soros. Supposedly. Now, I've dug into it a little bit, and I'm like, it certainly makes sense. But, again, this is just me spewing opinions. Let's just put it, we'll call them opinions, because I'm allowed to have that yet, as far as I know. But go check it out.
Not really.
Yourself. Well, not in Canada. Hell, Canada, you guys, they got censorship bills like a mofo up in your parliament right now they're trying to get through.
If these pass Senate, we're in serious trouble. They'll regulate everything we say on social media, we do. It's essentially Germany in the world in the 30s, in the late 30s, going into the 40s.
You and I won't be having a conversation at all like
no.
this anymore.
No,
on,
we
on
couldn't.
A radio.
No.
And
it's
no,
funny.
They wouldn't
allow you
to.
For the last 20 years, 15 years, I've had an American satellite dish in my house, DirecTV, It's always been subscribed through a U.S. postage box. I use a broker's office mailing address or physical address at Portal, North Dakota. I've had DirecTV in my house for years, and I just gave that up in the last year because of price and because of the dollar exchange and all the rest. Direct's got a little insane with the prices. But Canadian TV up here, as soon as your American channel, the TV show that you're watching, goes to commercial, it'll start to play the American commercial, and then zap, it'll go to a Canadian commercial. And you can totally see that on Canadian TV. And I went that step farther because I seen what was coming, and I couldn't stand it. I've always had an American phone, Verizon phone. I've always had a direct dish. I always had the American satellite radio, the XM satellite radio. And it drives me nuts, the censorship that we go through up here on a regular basis. And people are too stupid and naive to see it. We have a thing called the CRTC up here, which is a Canadian shit. It's to do with broadcasting regulations, and I can't remember what the hell it stands for right now. Kim, do you know Canadian regulation?
It's Canadian, isn't it? Canadian Radio Television CRTC Corporation or something?
Corporation. It's an entity of the government, and it's used to separate for Canadian content only. Like Canadian radio stations, are you have to play a certain percentage of Canadian music over American music. And we've got some really talented and awesome Canadian artists. I'm not doubting that one little bit. But you wonder where the hell we're going down this road, and especially if they introduce a bill like this now and if it passes, which it sounds like it will, Trudeau will have his way over everything we say to criticize his government.
It stands for Canadian Radio, Television, and Telecommunications is what it stands for.
Yes.
Yeah, you guys are literally turning into communist China right before our eyes, like literally.
And
people are so stupid to see it.
Oh, my God.
We're there already, guys. Today, after watching today's episodes with Square Canada censoring the payment processing for innocent hoodies with a cartoon version of a semi on it, it is evident more now than ever that we are in serious shit up here. And it's not going to get any better.
Yeah,
how
I mean, there's some other things.
How come people are not waking up in Canada?
No, people are asleep.
Well, how come they're not waking up here in America?
We got people not waking up. We got people slowly waking up in America because we got people beginning to start sitting up and fighting and say, you know what, we're done with this. We don't have I think we need to have more people to start. I think there's more people that are fighting for what is right in America. We're not just being heard. That's the problem. But from listening to what's going on in Canada and these crazy laws that they're passing, I am like beyond belief that there's people, that a lot of people are sitting up there and just saying, okay, it's okay, take away our rights. We're all right. Mm-hmm. We'll just go ahead and be a slave to the Canadian thing, and then Trudeau, that he is still there. I don't get it. I don't see why there's no one saying, you know what, you need to go. This is not Canada.
This is overnight they passed gun laws in Canada prohibiting sales and ownership of pistols. You cannot go buy a pistol in Canada anymore. There's regulations against that. You're allowed to keep the ones you have. But when you die, you're not allowed to transfer those to anybody else. The RCMP will pretty much come to your house and take them from you when they see your death certificate come. And semi-automatic rifles, I've got a 12-gauge semi-automatic shotgun, and it's now deemed illegal in Canada because it's semi-automatic rimfire or centerfire, 12-gauge shotgun. It's considered a semi-automatic, so therefore it's dangerous. We can't have you having that anymore. Thank you very much. Here's your pump action. Make sure your plug is in it so you can only shoot 3 shells.
When Daryl said, why can't people, or why in people in Canada waking up, look what's going on in America. They're literally going to pass a law that makes it a felony to question an election.
Yep.
Like, they're trying to pass that through right now. Like, the media has demonized Trump so bad. And his questions of the 2020 election, but yet the Democrats questioned the 2016 election. He was investigated by the FBI for Russian collusion, which was found to be Hillary Clinton actually doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And yet they're still after Trump for all this shit in 2020. That's how brainwashed these folks are. And again, it goes back to mainstream media television. They watch it
yep.
every single day, and this is where we're at because of the propaganda.
Look at the Hunter Biden laptop and the Twitter files that are coming out right now, and Musk is releasing all these Twitter files. Everything that people said about Twitter and the conspiracy theory bullshit lies that were going on from the mainstream media is true. Twitter was working
yep,
with
yeah.
the FBI, the CIA, everything. And Trump was the demon, and people believed that still. And it's there. It's right there. You said it's collusion with Russia. Well, what about the collusion with China that Biden and Hunter were going through, right? It was there. It's proven.
And
Ukraine.
Ukraine.
Ukraine and Russia.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You could spell it out for these people, and they're still not going to see it. They're going to still say, oh, but Trump's a bad man because he said something about grabbing somebody by the you-know-what. That's the only thing they focus on. Oh, Trump's a racist. No, Trump used to be on Oprah Winfrey every bloody frickin' month back in whenever the hell, the early 2000s, wasn't it? He was friends with Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton.
Yep.
And all of a sudden then he's a racist? Because why? Because the liberal narrative tells people to call somebody a racist when you can't win with anything else.
And all the rappers, what are they saying? They want to be like Trump?
Yeah. Kanye West is the only one that stayed with it.
Well, listen, you know, I wanted to bring up a point. This involves Canada and the United States, and that is this proxy war in Ukraine. And America, every other week, it seems like they're sending them another $40 or $50 billion. Canada's the same. And by the way, Justin Trudeau's net worth went from like $13 million two or three years ago up to over $350 million in less than 3 years. Canada and the United States are sending all this money over to the Ukraine, taxpayer dollars, by the way. The money that they take out of your check, they're sending it over there. You know what Zelensky just said? That in January he will be going to the World Economic Forum and to Davos and joining them. And he said, I will not stop investing in BlackRock. So, and BlackRock is one of WEF's main financial partners. So we are literally, our leaders, Canada and the United States and many other leaders across the world, Australia, New Zealand, it's all over, Germany, they are literally sending your tax dollars over to Ukraine. Ukraine is returned, sending it to BlackRock. BlackRock in return is financing the World Economic Forum, who has plans to enslave every single last man, woman, and child. It's the exact same thing that JFK was talking about 7 days before he was murdered. And you want to argue about Trump grabbing a woman by the pussy, or Trump said something mean that hurt my feelings, or you pay attention to all this petty shit while all this big stuff is happening right around you, and they continuously distract you with, let's get Ye to say something fucking crazy so we can focus on that for a week while we make final plans or finalize our plans that we're planning on for next week. Trump was the only thing that slowed what they were trying to do down, in my beliefs.
Yep.
In 2016,
yes.
they thought they've been cheating for a long time in the elections. I'm going to go off a little bit of a rant here. Forgive me. But they thought they had this all wrapped up in 2016. There's no way Trump's going to get enough voters out of there to beat what we've got Hillary Clinton marked down for. Well, they fucked themselves and they surprised themselves. They didn't have enough fake ballots in or whatever they do to cheat. And Trump's voters came out in mass numbers and voted him in. And you've seen Hillary Clinton's reaction. You've seen her. They were all shocked. Like, they had that in the bag. And bam, Trump won. And they said from that point on, we will not allow that man to get back in office because he just slowed our friends down for 4 years. And you've seen how they attacked him for four straight years over baseless lies? You seriously need to wake up. I was one of those people, me, Jeremy Johnson. I was one of those people that hated Trump. I used to believe in the mainstream media wholeheartedly. I thought I was well-informed because I watched every fucking news channel there was. And I hated Fox News, and I hated the Republicans, and I hated conservatives. Guess what? I am one now, motherfucker. Because of what Jim Liberals did.
When I'm trucking in the States, I usually have my XM going on. I have my XM radio on every day, and I would get in the habit. I'd listen to Robin Mead with HLN News in the morning, which is an affiliate to CNN. We all know that. You get the narrative, the liberal bias, and she's gotten a little bit worse as the years go on, I have to admit. But I would turn it over to Fox for the afternoons in between my music breaks. You'd get both sides of the spectrum on political radio for the day. And you could form an opinion based off that. And I, no matter how hard they try, I already know what the hell's going on. So they're not going to bias my already made up mind. But Trump caught these people off guard. They did not expect him. You're exactly right when you said that. They didn't expect him to win the election in 2016. And they spent the next 4 years trying to demonize him. And they're scared that he's going to make a comeback in 2024 right now. And that's exactly what they're doing right now. They're ramping it up, especially when it comes to the investigation into the January 6th. And they keep calling it an insurrection, right? You know,
it's not an insurrection. It's a riot.
You know, the word occupation versus, it's the same shit up here. And that's what they wanted. I've said that in the past. What the government wanted in Canada in February of 2022 was a January 6th style, except we didn't give it to them.
Right. And here's another thing. But what's that?
What did us in? Because originally there was no conflict between the races in this country, right? I mean, there were black slaves. There were indentured servants, which was just a different level of slavery with Asians and the Irish. And essentially what they did is they said, okay, and I'm kind of paraphrasing a historian who recently posted this. Essentially, all the rich white people that were controlling all the poor white people and then all the other people of various races said, okay, well, we got a problem because they really outnumber us, right? And so they came up with this idea, you know what, let's create these slave patrols, and let's allow the poor white people to vote, because originally it was just the landowners and the wealthy that were allowed to participate in government civics. And so they kind of empowered people a little bit, and they created this division. And the idea was, well, if we have all of them working against each other, right, we'll still maintain control because they're going to be too busy fighting each other to unite
Absolutely.
Fight against us. And in the 1990s, this radical white heavy metal band called Biohazard got together with this hardcore black gangster rap group called Onyx. And they came together and they recorded this song called Slam. And it was good, okay? It was everything that heaven could offer of black and white
coming together. Slam.
That song was awesome. And that song, I hate to say it, as good as it was, it spelled the end of the races being pitted against each other. And the races came together and they started uniting for a really cool music video. But it scared the hell out of the people in power because they said, oh, shit, these guys are starting to unite with each other, and our little division play is ending. And not too long after we experienced, like, this racial harmony where Aerosmith was recording videos with Run DMC and Biohazard was recording videos with Onyx. And we were all coming together, and it carried into the early 2000s. You know, you might even remember there was a band out there that had like a white girl and some Asian dudes that was, you know, talking about, you know, fly like a G6 and everything. Like, we were all coming together, and they said, oh, shit. And they turned the propaganda machine up on high and started driving nothing but division between all of us 24/7 in a continuous news cycle. And that is what has led to basically us reversing all the progress we made as all of us peasants, whatever race we are, whatever nationality we came from. They're reversing every bit of progress that we made in coming together and being actually united and being an actual melting pot, so that they're constantly now going out and pointing out our differences and pitting us against each other because they need us divided to stay in power. So I hate to say it, but, you know, I don't know. Maybe it was Walked This Way with Run DMC with Aerosmith. Maybe it was Slam with Biohazard and Onyx. But I'm telling you, that culture, the fact that we were coming together, scared the hell out of them. And that is what has pushed them to divide us the way they are these days, because they absolutely need us divided. If we ever unite with all of our other fellow peasants from all races and all religions, they're fucked, and they know that.
You're missing part of the point. You're being nice. Why are you being nice? I agree with you with everything, but this racism starts, the race card started, and everybody freaking knows it, that it started mostly with Obama when he was running on the second term, that all of a sudden the race card got thrown out. Once the race card got thrown, because I think they said, well, we got a black man running, he can go ahead and throw out the race card. He threw out the race card because at first he was not winning. Threw out the race card, and then all of a sudden, since he threw out the race card, it's been all out. No one has fought it back in. Because, like you said, back in the day, we had all these bands getting together. Everybody was, before Obama, and I'm sorry, iPhones, y'all going to get mad at me, get mad at me. I don't give a shit. But to just point me, before that, you know what, there really wasn't any issues. I mean, we're all getting along. We can talk to each other. If we have a disagreement, we have a disagreement. But now, once that second election went by and the race card was thrown out, it was just like, okay, you know what? We're just going to use the race card every time. And it just got worse and got worse and got worse. And so now it's to the point where, you know, you got some people that are like, well, we can't say anything. And, okay, this is one thing I love about the show. All right. Those he can say, there's things he can say, but there's the things he can't say. Well, guess what? There's some damn things that I can say that he can't say, and I have no problem with saying it, because I don't give a shit about this race car thing, because I see it for what it is, and a lot of people, they're scared of that, because once someone sees what this shit is really about, and you're willing to say, you know what, F you and your race car, then they're going to start getting scared again. But they just need people to start standing up for it, and people not be afraid to say it. You're on the right track. But you didn't add in the rest of the part that is actually factually true. Because the thing is, when Obama got elected, did he do anything to help it? No, he did not. Because when things went bad, what did he do? Nothing. Then all you other leaders that was there, what did they do? Nothing. What did Shannon Sharpe and them do? Nothing. And what was that crazy lady that said, let it all burn? You know what? F you. Is that let it all burn? You should have sat back and said, you know, black folks, Hispanics, everybody, calm the hell down. Quit burning our own neighborhoods. Let's get back to being in harmony and start talking to each other, because we're not getting anywhere like this. But they don't want to, because people are getting paid to have hate, and that's the problem that we're having, and we got to get past that. Once we get past that, then this government, they're going to open up their eyes and be like, oh, shit, America is now waking up again.
Yeah.
Sorry.
See, I know we're getting close to the winding down the show, and I wanted to give our friend Chris Barber a chance to give himself some plugs here. First of all, where can people find you on social media, Chris, to follow you and follow what you have to say, and if any merchandise that they can purchase, where can they go to find that also?
Well, my TikTok handle is actually BigRed1975. That's where I'm most prominent on. I like to troll the liberals and have a little bit of fun, as well as get out my political views on how things are going right now. 100% Trump 2024, by the way. You guys should know that by now. Big Red merch. BigRedMerch.ca is the website for the hoodie line. We're in Kim's got some T-shirts on there now. We're going to get some stickers. We got a beautiful cartoon rendition of Big Red that an artist from Regina, Saskatchewan drew up for me. His name is Jerome. He did it to the T. Like, it's right. It's Big Red with the rotator light bar on the bunk. It's got the little extra convex mirror on the thing, on the side of the driver's side mirror. He did it to a T. It is a beautiful work of art. We're still working on what to do now that Square walked away from us today. So, but I think what's happening is it's made people more aware of what the hell the corruption is in this country. If we've done anything in the last year, we've made people look at what the hell's going on in this country, whether it's your federal government, your provincial governments, and the establishment, the businesses. There's all some level of corruption throughout it. So we'll have options coming up. I've got this awesome chick. It's my handler named Kim, and she will figure something out here shortly. So it's coming.
Well, I was just going to add. So right now on the website, bigredmerch.ca, the store is not visible. I did put a banner up just saying, because I didn't want people to keep trying to purchase when they couldn't. And, yes, we will have a solution very shortly. We're looking at all options. And if anyone is worried or, you know, scared they're not going to get a hoodie, don't be. You will. There's T-shirts, yep. Long sleeve, short sleeve. We've got toques coming. We've got baseball hats, the car decals. We've got a bunch of stuff coming. And if you're very, very worried, you can certainly reach out and email us at bigredmerch@proton.me. But yes, that's, but yeah, follow Chris on TikTok because it is a hoot to watch him.
Kim, can you do me a favor too? Can you put that in our chat where to go to the store and the email address if people want to get a hold
yep.
of you. And
yep.
after we end the phone call with Mr. Chris Barber, I'm going to do a little bit of explaining about who Chris Barber is, but I can't do that while he's on the phone. And once I see that he's off the phone, yeah, and once I see that he's off our switchboard and he's not involved in the show anymore, guess what? Game on, motherfuckers.
Well, give me that comment, Jeremy. It's been a pleasure talking with you guys tonight and the audience, too. I hope everybody's safe out there and has a great and truly awesome New Year's Eve, because it's coming up in a couple days.
Yep. Hey, Chris, thank you so much for coming on and sharing what happened with you with the merch store and Square. People need to really start paying attention what's going on here. And Chris is a prime example of how people can get persecuted very quickly by your own governments. So, Chris, again, thank you so much for coming on, and have a great night, my friend.
You betcha. Thanks, guys. So much
nice
good chatting
Chris.
Here. Hopefully, you too, guys. We'll hopefully get to do it
Take
again
care,
sometime
Big
soon.
Red.
Just get a hold of Kim. Tell him when you want me to be on the show, and I'll definitely come back. It was awesome visiting with you guys.
Awesome. Sounds good, Chris. Take her easy, brother.
Okay. Take care, guys. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, everybody. He is okay. Caller Big Red has dropped. He is officially off. So, yeah. One second. Let me just take a picture of this because I want to make sure that I have this. So, if there's any discrepancies that he may they might come after him for, I could show you before I even start talking about it that it is 8:48 p.m. and I took a picture. Big Red. The call Big Red has dropped. Okay, so game on, like I said. I know we have a few minutes left here. I'm going to try to keep this short. Chris Barber, Big Red, was one of the organizers for the Freedom Convoy in Canada. He was an inspiration to, I would say, millions and millions and millions of people around the world to start standing up against corrupt governments and tyrannical governments. Him and a couple other people that he was involved with. Rooster is a person that comes to the top of my head. What's her name? Kim, help me out here. She's been gone through the ringer too. Yeah, thank you. I my brain freezes sometimes. There's so much going through it. Tamara Leach, yes. Chris is all of them are good people. But because of those people up in Canada, and Kim knows this, they inspired me to do something to a slow roll from Fargo, North Dakota to Pembina, North Dakota, where we gained dozens and dozens of people just on a one-day slow roll to in support of our Canadian friends with the Freedom Convoy. And those people had family up in Canada that they hadn't seen for 2 years because of these mandates. That also inspired America to replicate what they were doing in Canada called the People's Convoy. I was heavily involved in that in the beginning, and things, it was happening so fast, and there was things that I just wasn't comfortable with because I'm a grassroots kind of guy. And I ended up respectfully bowing out, and that's okay. I did end up going to the People's Convoy for 11 days and supporting that, and I did meet one of the people that were up in Ottawa at that convoy. He came down to join ours. It was an amazing event and camaraderie like you wouldn't believe. It was really, truly amazing. But Chris Barber is an amazing human being, and I'm happy to be associated with him. And I'm even more happy that we get to have Kim as our producer on the radio show. She can kind of keep me informed of what's happening with the stuff that I missed. So that's where that's at. But before we give our final thoughts, guys, I'm going to just take a quick 1 minute break here, and then we will get back at it for our final thoughts. So just bear with us.
There are folks out here who still take pride in their everyday ride. Low profilers, million milers, chicken lights, and chrome stylers. The ones who do whatever it takes to keep America rolling. Those who know if a job is worth doing, it's worth doing right. Olsnot. Great products for real people. It may not be new, but it's Olsnot new.
Let me thank Trucker Tools for helping us out and supporting our messages. Trucker Tools is an all-in-one app for truckers and their business. The Trucker Tools app was built from feedback from real drivers and is always being updated to better assist drivers in saving time, running more efficiently, and making more money. Check out their website at truckertools.com. That's Trucker Tools, the app for truckers.
Okay, so that is two of the people that we support, two businesses, apps, whatever you want to call them. Trucker Tools, their app on, if you go to your Play Store, you can download Trucker Tools app. I have it. I've used it. It's an amazing app. And if you're a trucker, I urge you to go download that app. Also, Bullsnot. If it sounds like, what the hell is Bullsnot? It's actually cleaning stuff in an aerosol can. You can get window cleaner, dash cleaner, polish, grease. I mean, anything you can imagine. They are getting picked up by numerous truck stops. I seen them at Pilot Flying J's and TA's and Petro's. And, hell, I even seen them down at Hood's Truck Stop in Boyd Arc, Missouri. I mean, they're all over. Sapp Brothers, I believe, carries their line of products also. So, now I just want you to know that Trucker Tools, nor does Bullsnot, necessarily agree with our opinions or our thoughts that we put out on this show. They are brought on because of the gentleman that owns this network that has given me this radio show. He is close personal friends with them, and we support that. I support them especially because I believe in their products, but we support that also because the man that gave us this platform was generous to give us this with free of charge so we can continue to speak freely. On that note, let's go to we'll go to Daryl first, and then we'll go to Kim if you want to say any final thoughts after Daryl, and then we'll go to Chris and then myself, and then we'll end the show. We might go over a little bit tonight, but that's okay. So Daryl, what's your final thoughts about how the show went tonight?
I just went good. I'm glad old boy he came on and spoke, because you know it's very informative, and people need to understand this craziness that's going on in Canada. They're trying to do that here in the United States, and we got to wake up. And I am so blessed to be with you guys because we get to be bold, and we get to just say it like it is. And some of you people, your feelings are going to get hurt, but really, like, we give a shit. We don't, because you need to know the truth. And the truth is going to hurt you, but guess what? If you open up your eyes and use your mind and see where we're coming from, you're going to, all of a sudden, you're going to wake up and you're going to like, wait a minute, I've been screwed all this time. It's time for me to start standing up too. You know, so, you know, with all this that's going on, you know, I appreciate you, Kim, Chris, Big Man, Jeremy, and y'all crazy jokes, still crackers, and that we go ahead and just keep, that we keep this show going alive, and then, you know, and all you people that's listening to us, y'all just, you know, keep listening and come on in, because this show is for real, and I appreciate everybody. Love y'all.
All right, appreciate it, Daryl. Kim, did you want to add in any final thoughts to for tonight's show?
Well, as always, I just want to thank all three of you. I think this show is so important for everyone, everywhere, and whether people agree, I mean, we're always going to have those that are going to fight no matter what. That, you know, black isn't black or white isn't white or gray isn't gray. Like, there's always going to be those that just don't, they're too scared to believe what is right in front of their eyes. The corruption that is blatantly happening before our eyes. And I'm just thankful to have a platform with three other people that we can speak freely and be uncensored and bring some truth, or even just some nuggets that people sit there and go, that can't be true, and that they actually get off their ass and go research. So thank you to all three of you. I enjoy very much all my time with you guys, and I love this platform.
Thank you so much, Kim. And Chris, let's go right to you, my friend.
All right. Well, since we're doing a round table here and going around and thanking each other, and golly gee, isn't it cool? You know what? I'm going to throw it out there too. I feel like this show is infinitely better since Kim and Daryl have joined our ranks here in that order. And I feel like they have definitely just added so much to the show. And I think we have, I think we're headed in a really good direction with the show. We just got to build the audience a little bit. And you know what? This has been fun. I definitely enjoy our guest tonight, special guest, Big Red. And I just want to throw out there, in case of any Trudy's minions are listening, there was absolutely no talk with Big Red about the fact that we were going to discuss the Winter Festival with the Bouncy Castles after he got off the show. So the agreement was we weren't going to talk about that while he was on, and we didn't. So there was no violation there. And I am disappointed that that none of the tyrant bastards called in to share their opinions. But, oh, well, whatever. You know what? I know you guys were listening, so fuck you very much for tuning in. The fact that your presence actually helped our stats, and we appreciate that. And with that, all I'm going to say is, you know what, as I went down memory lane, Walk This Way with Run DMC and Slam by Onyx and Biohazard was so cool. I'm going to put the links to those videos on our Disrespected Trucker Radio Show page for everyone to enjoy. And you know what? I didn't even go out on a
limb. Fucking crazy, man. You sound insane. Do you realize that? You should be medicated.
I know I am.
I didn't send it to me, because I'm going to send it out.
I didn't even try to blame Tiger Woods and Eminem, because I think what really put them into hyper panic mode was when the best golfer in the country was a black man and the number one rapper was a white dude. I think that definitely cemented any fears they may have had that we were all coming together a little too much. But that's it, folks. That's all I got to say. I've done enough damage here. Jared, it's your turn.
Wait, I've got one for I have one for Daryl. I'm going to play this after every time he gives his final thought.
Oh, man, I will be talking every time you do that, too.
I just got coughing. Yeah, that's how good I am. Yeah, so it's a little inside joke. Daryl, okay, let me just explain that before I give my final thoughts. But as a black man, the whole race car gets thrown out there with the police, and the Bay police are bad, and black people are da-da-da. Daryl was a police officer. Before you guys get, oh, my God, you should hear that show. They're so racist. It's called giving your friends shit. So
Thank you.
Yeah, pipe it down. How about that? Okay, so my final thoughts for tonight. Barbara coming on here. And listen, there was a million times that I really wanted to get into stuff that I just knew I couldn't because I knew he's got certain stipulations. I mean, he cannot talk about any kind of freedom convoy or rally or anything like that. And I knew that. And we agreed that we would not even go there, although it did surprise the shit out of me when he mentioned bouncy castles. And I'm like, oh, you damn near got me on that one. And I'm like, yeah, I got you. But that was his reference. I don't know if it was or not. I think he was just blowing smoke, but it doesn't matter. Either way, having Chris on tonight is another perspective to the audience and to us. If we learn to listen to each other a little bit more and learn, rather than listen to react, listen to learn, listen to hear what the other person is saying, most people listen to respond. Don't do that. Listen and then think about what they just said and then ask a question. Rather than, okay, the reason I say this is an example I got on Twitter this last week with being harassed and by these fucking leftist nut jobs. They don't want to understand the truth. They don't want to understand your perspective. They just want to call you names. I was called a fascist. I was called a communist. I was called every name a communist. Out of everything, they called me a communist. But my point is if they would have stopped for a second and listened to what I had to say about ivermectin, and I could have told them where I found the information from. I actually shared links under those insults to where they could find the information that I knew about, and they still called me names. They still called me a liar. They still called me spreading propaganda. That is how brainwashed some people are, and it's very unfortunate. And I said that to numerous people. I said it's very unfortunate to watch this go down in my lifetime. But having Chris on was a very, very nice thing to get a different perspective of things in Canada. Even though I get some information from Kim, and I pay attention to what's going on in Canada also, because what happens in Canada is a big indication of what the World Economic Forum is going to be doing worldwide. Australia and Canada are like the two prime examples. New Zealand, another one. The United States has one thing standing in its way. It's called the Constitution. Once the Constitution falls, this country's done. And if you don't believe that, you take that to the bank, and I promise you, we are finished. So you have to protect every amendment on that Constitution right now, the Second Amendment, the First Amendment. The freedom of speech is a big one, and we found out that Twitter was suppressing it. We know that Facebook is hell. I've been booted off there twice for sharing the truth. Numerous world-renowned doctors on Twitter and Facebook were removed, Dr. Robert Malone, Ryan Cole, just a whole slew of them, but they're all back on now, most of them anyway. The censorship button has been pulled from Twitter for the most part. They're still censoring people, but not like they were before. So now we're getting the truth. I was involved with a space on Twitter earlier today where they were talking about vaccines, and it was pro-vaccine crowd, COVID vaccine crowd inside that space, and there was anti-vaccine, COVID-19 vaccine. So it's bringing people to the table. Unfortunately, what I heard in that space was the pro-vaxxers were refusing to listen to the people that had proof that the vaccines are dangerous. They didn't want to hear it. They refused to. They would interrupt them. It was horrible. But at least that conversation is starting to happen. So I'm holding out hope that maybe, just maybe, Elon Musk is onto something here, and we can actually start turning the conversation, the table of understanding and coming together. We can come together and start having conversations again. so we can figure out what's best for all of us, not just one side. So on that note, ladies, we just got a hand up. I know it's past their time. Bikerson, what do you think? Should we take that call?
Take it.
All right. Well, we're going to make a rare exception. We don't usually take calls after when we give our final thoughts, but that's our final thoughts. So we'll take this caller, and then that'll be our final thought. So the caller with the 3388, if that's your last four, we will add you on air right now. Okay, you are on air. Who do we have tonight?
Well, hello there. I didn't realize it was past your normal time for taking a call.
No, that's okay. We sometimes make exceptions, and you're the exception. So you have the floor, my friend.
Well, probably the first time in my life I've been called an exceptional person, but that's neither here nor there. you're talking about free speech. I think with free speech, what you got to recognize is it's a double-edged sword, right? Because I can be on here calling you a dumb fucker. And that's free speech. And if you censor me, then you're going against your principles. But then again, you don't want someone going on your radio program and calling you a dumb motherfucker, and not being able to cut them off or anything like that. Because that would also be free speech. You're infringing on my free speech to call you a dumb fucker. So what do you think about that?
Well, I'm going to tell you what. I think I know where you're going with it, but I'm going to tell you this. I've said from the very beginning of this show when we first – started the show, that anybody that comes on the radio show, if you want to have a conversation live on air, you are more than welcome. But in person-to-person interaction, if name-calling starts happening between the two, we've lost any communication that's going to happen.
Free speech should be ugly and in your face. I should be able to say,
you fucked
your mother last night. That's what I should be able to say.
That's what you feel you should be. Would you say that to the President of the United States, regardless if it's Biden or Trump?
I think you'd say it to Biden, wouldn't you? I would.
Well, if you wouldn't say the same thing to Trump, how does that make it fair? If it's free speech, but it's fair, are we not going
to
be fair? Because
I know for a fact you wouldn't say that to Trump, and that's what that point I'm trying to make is that even a guy like you, it's all about the free speech. When it starts coming personal and hot and not very nice, on your own platform, you're going to cut someone off at a certain point, aren't you?
If you're going to be disrespectful, absolutely I will cut you off. Because there's other listeners on here.
All right, so your free speech, you're not really thought this through a lot because I'm going to say fuck, cunt, shit, batch, anything you want. And you're going to cut me off at some point because you don't want to hear that stuff. And that's fair enough.
No, I didn't say that. That's not what I said at all, actually.
Well, if I keep on saying that, I think you will.
Well, I specifically said from the beginning of when we had this radio show, I have asked people to try to remain respectful. Once you start throwing
my free speech. Free speech doesn't need to be to your convenience, my friend.
That's not correct, because if you want to have your free speech, get your own fucking platform.
If you're an absolutist about free speech, you should let me to say whatever the fuck I want all the fucking time, any fucking place.
Not on my platform. You have the freedom to get your own platform.
If I have Twitter, I can share.
Hold on, Jared.
Can I jump in here?
Because I feel like he's leading you into a trap. And I see where he's going.
No, it's not
absolutely
a fucking trap. It's a logical fallacy, you fucking moron.
Are you calling me a moron?
Yes, I am.
I mean, don't get me wrong. You can say that on a radio show, but if you ever said that to me in my face in public, I would slap the ever-living goddamn fuck out of you to the point you couldn't talk.
Hold on. Your idea of free speech involves physical violence? That's the only time you're going to say is you can't have free speech is if I get offended enough, I'm going to punch you? Well, that's kind of fucking stupid, you fucking moron.
So here's the deal, man. Twitter?
I mean, I'm trying to
wait
troll
a minute,
you guys. I won't be lying.
What's the name?
But, like,
what's the name?
What you say for a few fucking seconds before you fucking say it, because otherwise you're...
What's the name of the bar that you're sitting at? Because you should give them a little bit of promotion because they've done their job.
Yeah, is that Antifa or us?
Chief, are you fucking morons? I'm just pointing out a logical fallacy. What the fuck is wrong with you? How inbred are you?
I don't think you're understanding the fact that I have a platform.
No, I don't think you're fucking understanding.
You don't.
And if you're a free speech absolutist, you can't do nothing to shut me down because you don't have anything to stand up against it except for censorship.
I don't know what he just said.
I just said you can't cut me off because I'm fucking speaking truth, you fucking fuckers.
Okay. Oh, all right. Anything else?
All right, so you're a fucking hypocrite, so you go ahead and cut me off whenever you want. I'm just pointing out the fucking logical fallacy of
I've got a show to end, but do you have anything else that you'd like to add?
Why end it? But that's censorship, my friend. You might as well be Joe Stalin.
Hey, I told you before that we're making an exception to bring you on, and I haven't cut you off. I'm asking you kindly.
If you're a fucking free speech absolutist, respect my free speech and say what the fuck I want, including calling you a fucking moron. Fucking moron.
Okay. Great.
Hey,
good job.
Hold on. I have a serious question. How are the accommodations in your mother's? How are the accommodations in your mother's basement, Mr. Antifa?
Yeah, that's funny because it looks a lot like your basement, your mom's basement. You fucking fuck. That's the best you got to get the actual logical argument. You guys are fucked in the fucking head.
I am glad we made this exception, Chris. Holy fuck! Great.
Oh my
Anything
god.
Anything else?
Uh-huh. We should celebrate. We actually have someone from the people that has balls enough to come on.
Hey, by the way,
right.
did
okay.
I call?
Whatever you say, my friend.
Did I call you? Have I called you a fucker or anything yet? I'm just asking for a friend.
I'm just asking if you're a free speech absolutist, I can address you as Mother Teresa or the fucking fuck for the fuck face. Can't I?
You've been on for seven. You've been on for 7 minutes. Do you understand that?
7 minutes limited to my free speech, or maybe you should give me the entire.
So here's what I'm going to do for the fourth time, or the fifth time, whatever it is now. I'm going to ask you kindly: is there anything else that you would like to add to the conversation? Because then I have to go.
No, all I'm saying is, you dumb fucking idiot. If you have an absolutist position, you got to stick with it, even if it's not convenient to you. Otherwise, it's not an actual position. It's just your fucking opinion that you like certain voices and you don't like other voices. And I'm going to continue to fucking harass you all fucking day because that's free speech, my friend.
Okay. Thank you for your final thoughts. Now I have to let you go so we can end the program. Have a great night.
Right. Oh. I mean, we extended the show so that you can fuck fuckity fuck fuck fuck.
Cartoon. Yeah, I just muted his mic now because I'm trying to be, I got to get off the radio show. I let him on way longer than what normal people would because I have a show. It's not about you and your stupid fucking insults.
I'm just impressed that one of these Antifa fucks actually called in.
Whatever. But I just proved him wrong. Like, the first time he called me a dumb, I knew what he was doing, lead me right into a trap. And I thought, I'll go with it. now he hung the phone up. So I didn't cut him off, by the way. I cut his mic off because I have a show, but me and Chris are obviously going to discuss this, obviously. But I cut his mic off because we have to finish the show. I only have it allotted a certain amount of time. It's a lot. I can't go over that, unfortunately. And we're pushing close to that, but because I know that we're going to have a little conversation about this live on air now. But now what he just did is hung the phone up. He chose not to even listen to the radio show. So he wanted to insult me for talking about freedom of speech, and then he thought it's necessary to get on here and call me every name in the book and say, that's my freedom of speech. And I took it like a champ. And I didn't mute him. I told him to go get his own fucking platform. If he wants freedom of speech, that's how it works. This is my platform. I get to say what I want to say on here. That's freedom of speech. If he has his own platform, he could say whatever he wants to say. And since it's his platform, and I called it to his platform, and he didn't like my tone or what I was talking about, his freedom is to say, hey, this is my platform. I can't have you on here when I'm discussing something else.
Can we stop calling this person him and just say they, them?
You know, yeah, definitely. You definitely, okay. I'm not going to go there.
All right, so they, them came in with a little bit of confusion about the fact that government ordering social media companies to censor certain content that goes against party is an absolute violation of the First Amendment versus something like a radio show where someone has put in the work and developed their own platform to moderate content and the speech of the guests that call in. That's not a violation of the First Amendment, you know. So you're comparing apples to oranges, but
and we allowed him on way longer than we normally would.
We let him on, but that is not comparable to the federal government trying to initiate one party control by censoring all political speech, ordering the censoring of all political speech over other platforms. And those platforms, by the way, they're not like a radio show. They are more comparable to what would fall under the common carrier laws, which prevents your local phone company from coming in and terminating phone conversations if they don't like what you're talking about. And a lot of argument is that those common carrier statutes should apply to social media as well, because it's kind of the same thing. It is a town square. The whole idea is that those platforms are based upon people being able to get in and have the free exchange of ideals. This, on the other hand, is an internet radio show. There's a lot of work that goes into a lot of work and money that goes into developing this platform that's designed to entertain the people who listen to it. There's absolutely no obligation to just let someone ramble on, blasity, blah blah blah.
And yeah, just hurl insults.
But yeah, because they're Portland, Rose City Antifa. As much as I appreciate Rose City Antifa dropping in to actually say something, I guess he's a little upset that some things I might allude to physical violence. All I can say is, dude, go out and fuck with the Gypsy Jokers Motorcycle Club again. That worked out real well for you guys last time.
Well, and here's the thing. You just said, if you did that to me in my face, I'd smack the shit out of you. That wasn't saying, I'm coming to smack the shit out of you. I'm giving you a fair warning. If you did this to my face, you didn't threaten him, first of all. Second of all, just let me say this before we get off here. I let him on as long as I did to prove a point, okay? And I proved my point. This is our platform. We decide what we allow on air and what we don't allow on air. And if you want to call that communism or socialism, I don't give a fuck. If you want your free speech and say whatever you want, like we do here, then go get your own platform. It's simple as that. You have the freedom to do that. And like Chris said, we have to moderate this because we have other listeners. They don't want to sit here for 2 hours listening to hold on, I got another one I just X'd out. They don't want to sit here for 2 hours listening to jackasses call and for 7 minutes go off on a tirade because they're uneducated and uninformed. That's the bottom line. We're here to entertain our audience, not to let you have airtime. If you want airtime, go get your own platform. Yeah, and they're still calling back now, and I don't care. You can keep on calling back. I'll just sex you back out. Get your own platform. There you go. Anyway, that's how it's going to work here. And by the way, that will not be allowed ever again. The first time that happens, we're gonna mute your mic, and this guy keeps calling back, and I'm not answering it. That's it. that's how we're going to do things, because this is our radio show and our platform. Would you agree, Chris?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a radio show. This is not Twitter. This is not a public forum for the free exchange of ideals. This is a radio show. It's a program. And, yes, we do have callers that call in. We do welcome opposing viewpoints and everything. But at the end of the day, this is an entertainment program. We do not, you know, advertise ourselves as a free-for-all for anybody to come in and just say whatever.
Right. No, and that's the bottom line. We're here to share information with you, and that's what we're going to do, and you don't have to like it. And if you want to have a conversation about the information and share your viewpoints in a respectful manner, we will be happy to have a conversation with you without hurling insults at each other. And there's a phone number that keeps on trying, 111-111-1111, and they've tried five times now. The radio show's over. It's been over for 21 minutes. We just made an exception for that guy, and oops, I just cut off Kim. But anyway, I accidentally cut off Kim. Anyway, we're going to end the show tonight, guys, and yeah, there's our stance, and thank you, Big Red, for dropping by, and we will talk to you all soon. Have a great night, and God bless.